And right now it is time to talk to Unetsi. Very good morning, Unetsi. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for joining us today, Unetsi. A little bit of a glitch there, but nonetheless, we're ready for it. And we're talking about fiber today.
Yes, so I thought we'll continue with fiber from the previous week. So just to recap a little bit, obviously fiber is a type of carbohydrate which the body can't digest. And as we know, normal carbohydrates that we eat, the body will break down into sugar molecules called glucose, but fiber cannot be broken down. Instead, it passes through the body undigested, obviously for very specific reasons. And then the two main sources of fiber that we will get will be soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. So if we look at the soluble fiber, this really means that the fiber can be dissolved into water and it's got the ability to form a gel-like material in your gut. And many benefits, it can help to reduce cholesterol levels, it can help to reduce blood pressure. And if we look at some examples, it will be things like oats and those black chia seeds. I always think if you see a drink or a jelly or also put it in cereal sometimes, and it becomes like almost like gooey and jelly, and that's exactly because it's got soluble fiber. So that's really what happens in your gut with fiber. Then nuts, beans, apples, blueberries, and then things like your barley, your psyllium husks, and citrus fruits, they are all sort of rich in your soluble fibers. Which then have got the ability to form this gel-like material. And then the insoluble fibers really are there to promote movement through your gut, to obviously make sure that you've got a healthy digestive tract. It's got the ability to obviously increase your stool bulk. And if we then look at, so very, very important thing for people that suffer from constipation. So if we look at examples of that, it would be things like your whole wheat flour, wheat bran, the bean family like baked beans, butter beans, lentils, your legume family, as well as cauliflower, green beans, and then the green leafy vegetable family like your spinach and lettuce and all of those things. So when we speak about the benefits of fiber, the first thing obviously is to normalize your bowel movement. So the good thing about fiber is whether you suffer from diarrhea or whether you suffer from constipation, there's a fiber for each one. So obviously if you suffer from diarrhea, you'll choose the one that can, like maybe 2 teaspoons of chia seeds will maybe really do a good thing. But anyway, to create that sort of gel-like effect. And then obviously the insoluble fiber that then will help with constipation. And because of the fibers and the way it goes through the gut, it then helps obviously to maintain your normal bowel health. If we get it right to sort of reach our daily recommendation. So if a child needs about 25 grams a day, and then an adult needs about 35 grams of fiber. And if you can get to that, the benefits that we've got, it helps with the prevention of diverticular disease. It can also reduce your risks for colon cancers. So really important for us to focus on taking enough fiber. And then also help to reduce your cholesterol levels, especially the bad ones like the LDL, because some of those bad fat molecules get sort of absorbed by some of the fibers and get excreted by the body. And then also important for a diabetic, it can actually help, or while soluble fiber in general helps to slow down the absorption of glucose into. So it, obviously it takes longer for the body to digest the carbohydrate to make it into glucose and for the body to take it up if you have to compare it, for instance, with a white flour. So I always say, if you think about a white slice of bread and a brown slice of bread, which one takes the longer to chew and to swallow? And it's definitely the brown one. So the exact same principle, really, when it comes to your body's ability to digest that specific carbohydrate into glucose, and then for your body to uptake that glucose. And then because of this whole concept, obviously it's got the ability to make you feel fuller for longer. If you think you've had a slice of white bread versus a slice of seed loaf, you definitely feel a little bit more satisfied after the slice of whole grain bread than the slice of white bread. So because of that reason, you would not want to eat that quickly again. So in the long run, you might then consume less calories, and then obviously also then it will help for you not to gain weight. And unfortunately, if we think about white flours, they generally use it in because it's a refined carbohydrate, so they would use it to make some of the sweeter things. It's very hard that you will get a biscuit made from whole wheat flour. The average one out there is generally white flour. So it then obviously helps prevent you from maybe gaining weight or just to maintain a good weight. And they also say consuming cereals that contains fiber reduce then your risk for dying from cardiovascular disease. Okay. So it might mean that it will help you to live longer if you want to put that way.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so yes. So that's the benefits of consuming fiber on a daily basis. So just a few tips on how do you now really get to this 25 or 35 grams of fiber. I think, you sort of have to plan it. It would be interesting to see if you actually sit down and you do your dietary analysis or your dietary history to actually check how much fiber you really consume on a daily basis. So I always used to say to my patients, kickstart your day with something like a high fiber cereal, because the average of those cereals, it doesn't really matter about brand, but you can get about 10 to between 9 and 11 grams of fiber in 40 grams, which is on average a 3/4 cup of that cereal. So if you think about the fact that you need to reach 35 and you maybe eat a 3/4 cup if you're a lady and maybe a cup and a half if you're a male, you at least can get to 11 grams quite quickly. And then maybe if we, obviously we want to then switch all our grains that we consume, it would be a good idea to try and switch them for whole grains. So in other words, rice, bread, maybe things like barley. You can even consider whole wheat pastas, maybe cook bulgur wheat instead of white rice with a meal. And then if you do recipes that ask for cake flour, not a bad idea to try a whole wheat flour, or if you don't want to put a whole wheat flour 100%, you can always go 50-50.
Okay.
And then the legume family, very handy to increase the fiber content in a day. If you think about baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, good sources of fiber. So you can mix them into stews, or you can mix them with rice. Some people love three bean salad, so not a bad idea. And then fruits and vegetables in general. So if we look at prudent dietary guidelines, they always say we need to try to get to 5 portions of fruit and vegetables. Oh, well, that means combined. So then try to do your snack, maybe a fresh apple or a fresh pear, instead of maybe going for the dried fruit, because obviously the skin's got the fiber. And sometimes we lose that if we eat sort of your dried fruits. So maybe your snacks can be dried fruit. And other things like popcorn, snacking on raw vegetables, maybe some dried fruit and nuts will obviously help to increase the amount of fiber. So important, if a person didn't really eat like that at all and they want to start increasing fiber in your diet, it's advisable to really take it slow. So maybe start with some fresh fruit and then some fresh vegetables, and then you can top it up with high fiber cereal, because obviously if your gut is not used to digesting all of that, it will take some time to adjust. And you might feel cramps or bloating or something like that if your gut is not used to it. So take small steps, by increasing fiber into your diet instead of just deciding today I'm putting 30 grams of fiber into my diet. Your gut might not be very happy with you.
It'll almost, it's a bit of a shock to the system.
Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely. So slow amounts, maybe over a week or two, and I think you will be good to go.
Right. And just one of the things in Etsy that I picked up on, and you mentioned popcorn, but once again, obviously very much depends on how that popcorn is prepared, whether it's really going to be that good for you or not. You know, I would guess skip the oil and the salt and all that, because that would just be counterproductive.
Yes, so a very good way to prepare popcorn, actually quite effective, if you buy the normal packet with all the kernels inside, the see-through plastic, and you take a brown paper bag and you put maybe 3 tablespoons in the brown paper bag and fold it at the top and put it in your microwave for 3 minutes, it works perfectly well. So you don't necessarily have to buy the ones that pop in the microwave. So that it works perfectly well to just use a normal brown paper bag. And I mean, these days, if you think about, if you use any delivery to home, there's quite a few nice paper bags that you can put some popcorn in, fold them up, put them 3 minutes in the microwave, and you'll have some popcorn.
Just a really off the top question, can you do popcorn in an air fryer?
I've never tried it. but I think you will have to put it in a bag too, because obviously the heat, if I think about how air fryer works, it's sort of a sucking heat that fan is at the top. So I've never tried it.
Okay, but, we'll
maybe a listener out there can try it in a closed paper bag, not an open one, because you'll have popcorn all over your air fryer.
I'm just thinking it could be quite messy. Maybe let's not advise anybody to even try it. But as you say, things like popcorn are, you know, could be a pretty good form of that fiber.
Yes, as an easy snack, and you can consume quite a bit before you get to a cup and a half of popcorn will be classified as 15 grams of carbohydrate, which equals a slice of bread. So. Okay. A cup and a half of popcorn can keep you occupied for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So maybe a good snack for somebody that studies or needs to feel that they need to eat something all the time, but you don't want to consume all the calories, maybe consider putting a cup and a half into a plastic bag and take it with you to work or whatever, and it will only be 15 grams of carbs that you are consuming.
So it'll be good for you.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting. Yes. And Etsy, thanks very much for those tips and that information. Before we go, you're not going to be with us next week, but the following week we're going to look at continue with our chats.
For sure.
And if somebody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch with you?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very, very much for chatting to us, and have a safe trip, and we'll chat when you get back.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. Thanks. That's Unetsi Today with today's Nutrition Chat.